This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, January 22, 2010. Worship. The scripture is Psalm 95, verse 6. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. 500 years ago, Martin Luther said that every psalm calls us to worship. Each is designed to accent the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me." We taught this to our preschool children this way, make God number one. God tells us to worship Him, not something or someone else. Notice that God considers it impossible that we will worship nothing. Many folks say, "I never go to church," implying, "I'm not a worshiper." But doesn't every one of us set our hopes on something? We need to find meaning in something in our life. So we set our heart, our affections, or our energy on our career or family or the stock market, big mistake, or education. We don't usually say it, but we often think, if I had this thing or if I could achieve that goal, then I would be worth something. The English word worship comes from an old English phrase, worth-ship. We are shaped by what we think has ultimate worth. We all have something that is number one in our life. It shapes us. Jesus suggested that God's kingdom should be the number one thing that shapes us. Notice that the psalmist calls us to kneel before the Lord our Maker. Many of Jesus' followers still bend the knee when they enter a church and pray today. Is this an idea that would help you to worship God?
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.